Southern FM.
The sounds of the Bayside.
And now on the Space Show, it's time to turn back time.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, baby.
And August the 20th, as part of its skills and technology program to develop the Apollo manned lunar landing project, the United States launched a series of two-manned craft called Gemini. 60 years ago tomorrow, Gemini 5 was launched with Gordon Cooper and Charles Conrad. In a flight lasting 191 hours, they circled the Earth 120 times. These reports from the NZBC and the Voice of America were filed just before the launch.
Carica's Gemini 5 spaceship is expected to be sent on its 8-day flight around the Earth next Thursday. The main purpose of the flight is to see how the two astronauts, Gordon Cooper and Charles Conrad, react to their prolonged stay in space. The doctors want to know if 8 days of weightlessness will change the action of a man's heart and his blood circulation.
Problems with Gemini 5's power system threaten to postpone the 8-day flight of astronauts Gordon Cooper and Charles Conrad. The delay could be several days if the system has to be replaced, but officials say they are doing everything possible to correct the difficulty. The flight is due to start early Friday morning New Zealand time.
At the launch site in Kennedy, Florida today, astronauts Gordon Cooper and Charles Conrad are undergoing a final complete physical examination for the flight. Later today at the Cape, there will be a mission review meeting conducted by the Director of Mission Operations, E.E. Christensen. At Houston today, the last word on the weather outlook for the launch was favorable. As a matter of fact, forecasters believe the weather will be satisfactory extending through the first few days of the flight. There has been a change in the diet for the astronauts for their flight. Originally scheduled were 3 meals a day. Now it's announced they'll consume 5 meals a day. And it's reported this change is at the request of the astronauts themselves. 2 years ago, the command pilot for the Gemini 5 mission, Gordon Cooper, piloted his Phase 7 Mercury spacecraft in a 22-orbit mission, which completed the operational phase of the Mercury program. That flight lasted 34 hours and 20 minutes. Now, Cooper, with pilot Charles Conrad, are preparing for a flight of 191 hours and 53 minutes, and a total of 121 revolutions of the Earth. This would set a new world record of time in space by some 73 hours. And overall, the mission will show man's ability to adapt to a weightless environment over a duration of 8 days. The same number of days it would take man to go to the moon, briefly explore its surface, and return to Earth. This is Frank Oliver, Voice of America, Manned Spacecraft Center, Houston, Texas.
And the Voice of America broadcast this interview with Flight Director Chris Kraft.
Columbia Broadcasting System correspondent Dave Dugan spoke with Flight Director Chris Kraft at the Houston Space Center. He asked Mr. Kraft which aspect of the flight is most significant.
The most important aspect of KT-5 is the duration of the flight that we hope can last us up to 8 days. We do have the capability, of course, of ending the flight almost to every orbit, so people should be prepared for what we call the open-end business of the operation. 8 days is equivalent to the nominal Apollo mission, that is, to the moon and back. The 8 days will give us a look at man's endurance in the zero-gravity environment. During the first part of the flight, the first day, we are also doing an evaluation of the radar system that will be used in the rendezvous flight, which is to follow GT-5. I'd like to stress here that the purpose of this experiment is to evaluate the spacecraft systems and not to perform a rendezvous. The necessity for rendezvous is not in this flight. We will attempt to rendezvous with the pod that we expel from the spacecraft. We devised this smart pod, which is stored first in the adapter of the spacecraft, and then when you get up there and we've got the spacecraft system checked out and we're satisfied that everything is working okay, then we will dispel this pod. It's actually expelled by a pyrotechnic system of a gas building up in a chamber and pushes it away from the spacecraft. And then we'll set up certain maneuvers with the spacecraft to separate away from the pod itself, and then get ourselves in a position which is fairly close to the position we will hope to get them in for the final phase of the radar, of the rendezvous. So then he can aim the radar at the pod and start measuring the distances he is away, both the range rate, the elevation angles that this target vehicle, as we call it, is away from the spacecraft, and put this information in the computer to make the same type of computations that he would do in the terminal phase of the rendezvous, which we hope to bring about in the next flight.
Chris Kraft, flight director for the Gemini Titan 5 flight scheduled for Thursday.
And I recorded that off shortwave radio, obviously. Now, that flight was Cooper's second and final spaceflight. Conrad went on from Gemini 5 to fly Gemini 11 and then to walk on the moon on Apollo 12 and to command the first manned Skylab mission, the 28-day Skylab flight.